This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Right. It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
And the Warriors now look at a pivotal game four. They're down 2-1.
Oh,
no. Back to 7 and trying to negotiate without number 30. And now Naz Reid has words for Jonathan Kuminga at midcourt. Trace Jackson Davis pulling him away. Naz Reid, who's and the Wolves have gotten to, what, 2 conference finals in their history. Chirping away. It's the playoffs. Nobody likes anybody anymore. And the Warriors will have to get ready for a decisive game four. That's going to be Monday night.
A salty Tim Roy at the end there, right here on 95.7 The Game. Wolves 102, Warriors 97. And they lead this series 2-1 in a pivotal game four tonight at Chase Center. And you can find that right here on 95.7 The Game. Coverage of that starting at 6 o'clock with Warriors Live. Tip off at 7, which is now, Joe. As I say good morning to you, Sam, Carter, the entire Bay Area. Feels like a must win. I could give you all the percentages, but the fact of the matter is when teams go up 3-1, generally they finish the job. So it's going to be tough. And Jimmy Butler gave you 43 minutes. We asked for playoff Jimmy. We got playoff Jimmy. We didn't ask for playoff Jonathan Kuminga, but boy, did we get him. That was incredible performance from JK. 36 minutes off the bench, 30 points. But it wasn't enough because outside of those two guys, no one else stepped up. They needed one other guy to step up offensively, and they just couldn't get it done. Good morning, Joe. How was your weekend? Happy Mother's Day to you, by the way. Was it good for Michelle? Good for your mom, everyone?
Yeah. Okay. We'll start there, and then we'll get into the Warriors. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there, all the mothers-to-be, all the mothers that will one day be mothers, all the mothers that maybe, for whatever reason, can't be mothers, for the people that step up in the place of a mother. Yeah, for everyone out there, love you. Like, legitimately love you. Because it is a very emotional day for a lot of people. Those that have lost loved ones, those that have their own children or are overwhelmed by life, and on the other side, those that can't, you know. Mm. And so I know it's a very emotionally packed day. And so, yeah, love my mom, love my beautiful wife. If it wasn't for her, I don't know where the heck I'd be. That being said, had a really rough Saturday night. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
That was a game that it felt like 2 or 3 games. I mean, it really did. And to see the Warriors have a lead late in the game, and for Julius Randle, Rudy Gobert, and Minnesota with Anthony Edwards to just kind of seize control of that game after kind of playing with their food, if you will, and the Warriors not have anyone else kind of jump to the forefront besides Jimmy and Kuminga, it stunk. They just needed one other guy to kind of step up. And I'm not talking about hollow points at the end. I'm talking about step up when this team needed it. And I would go to this. There's 240 minutes in a game for for starters, okay? 240 minutes. You can't have 120 minutes and score 13 points. Mm. So if you have five guys at any given time that are on the floor for 240, okay, five guys would accumulate 240. We know Kuminga and Butler, they were awesome. I would put Trace and Buddy Hield to a lesser degree.
Trace got the starting nod.
21 yeah. combined for the two of them. You'll take that. But the other six guys who played 120 minutes score 13 points. It's just not enough. You need to have a third scorer somewhere. Get closer to 20. You just needed one of those guys. And look, we can individually isolate Pajemski, GP2, Kevon Looney. But the reality is that QP, Moody, Looney, GP2, Pajemski, all those guys, they're just, no one is giving you enough. You needed someone else to step up and give you enough. And let me defend Brandon Pajemski because, look, we just, in Warrior Land, we love to crush the young players. I don't get it. I really don't. Like, Kuminga is one of the reasons you were in that game. Clearly, he needs to be a bigger factor if they're going to have any chance tonight, which season is on the line. There's no doubt about it. And I'm going on and on here, but bear with me, Joe. Stop taking every shot of a young player as an indictment of if they can play or not. Stop it. When Draymond Green, who is a Hall of Famer, has been a net negative for essentially 9 of the 11 playoff games. Has he had moments? Yeah, he's had moments. Draymond is not good enough. And if you're going to sit here and crush the young players, the Quentin Posts, the Moses Moody, at times Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski, come on. It's their most of these guys, this is their first real playoff run. Pajemski's first real playoff run. Now, has he been good? No. But he's busting his butt and he's trying. Shots aren't falling. Draymond Green, early in this game, and again, we love Dray. If we're going to, you know, praise him for all the late game heroics and the theatrics, we have to also be fair. He is a certified Hall of Famer. And with another Hall of Famer out, I just don't think Dray's been good enough. I'm not here to rail on him and he's got to leave. No. He just hasn't been good enough. He threw the ball away in the third quarter multiple times. He threw two different passes to Jonathan Kuminga. 40 feet over his head, got lucky with a foul on one. They had a turnover, a live ball turnover, after a basket was made on an inbound play.
Five total turnovers.
Dre's not been good.
No.
I'm not here for the crushing of the role players. I am here to just say, guys, we are going nowhere if Draymond Green's not a better version of himself.
Well, that's why people had question marks for this team heading into the entirety of the playoffs, because you're going to need to rely on guys like Brandon Pajemski, first time being here. Hell, you're relying on Trace Jackson Davis now. This is his first time in the playoffs with legit experience. Guys that even had playoff experience in the past are shrinking now. Moses Moody on line one, only getting 3 minutes. He was a -7 overall. Quentin Post, another guy who's got a couple minutes here.
They were all bad.
They were all bad.
It was JK. It was Jimmy.
Buddy for a couple moments.
A hot second, yeah. But Buddy took a horrible shot late in the game that I thought was like, there's no need to rush that shot. I thought situationally, Buddy got a little erratic.
But if I was to tell you, and I think a lot of people were in this, you know, this boat, if I was to tell you before this game, like, hey, you're going to get a Jimmy game, and you're going to get a Jonathan Kuminga game where he drops 30, most people would take that. Problem is, someone else needs to step up. It's not a two-person game. It's
exactly.
Just not.
Teams win and lose.
So when you see Julius Randle on the other side getting a triple-double, by the way,
he
24
was
points, 10 boards, 12 assists.
Brilliant.
He's been incredible. This entire playoffs,
brilliant.
Lakers series, Warriors series, he's been their best player top to bottom. I know overall it's Anthony Edwards because he does the flashy things, but Julius Randle has been that team's MVP without a doubt. Then you get Rudy Gobert getting 13 boards, 9 points. Jaden McDaniels with some timely buckets, right? 15 points for him. And then Anthony Edwards, who was sluggish to start, but what does he do late? What superstars do? They take over games.
He was
fourth
amazing.
Fourth quarter, he was incredible. He was hitting shots over Brandon Pajemski. He had pretty damn good defense on him, driving to the lane, finishing. Those shots that weren't going in early in the game started to go in late, and that's what superstars do. He finished with 36 points in an insane dunk over Kevon Looney to end that third quarter. Oh, my God. Guy's 6'3", but he's flying like MJ. And I want the people to talk to us today at 888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And also, you can hit us up on YouTube because they're streaming there all day long, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing of the dealer. Simple question. The Warriors blow their chance? Do they blow their chance to potentially win this series? 888-957-9570. That's a loss. I felt like you were in control of that game. You had Jimmy. He was having a great game.
Control. It was just a good game back and forth.
You had a 5-point lead at one point, and Jimmy Butler was balling. But then,
holding on for dear life.
About halfway through the fourth, after like that Jimmy Butler like 3-point heave that he had, like, wow, that went in. Okay. He looked gassed.
Oh, he was.
43 minutes in total for Jimmy Buckets yesterday. And that's why heading into today's game, Joe, and I'll let you jump in here. Like, you got that game from Jimmy, and then you just have a day off in between. If he has like a stinker today, I'm not going to blame the guy. He's 35 years old, and he just put the entire team on his back, and it wasn't enough. And that's why it was frustrating for me if I'm a Warriors fan coming out of that game, because that felt like the chance. You had the Jimmy and the JK game. I didn't think we were going to get a JK game this entire series, and we got one there. Oh, it's frustrating. I'm frustrated right now if I'm a Warriors fan.
Look, but I thought that the way they started the game was clunky. And, you know, eventually they ended up righting the ship and found a way to keep that a game. It just felt like they didn't have enough firepower down the stretch. And the reality is, if you're not going to have any of the ancillary guys hit threes, you're in trouble. Like, you're in trouble. Like, again, I don't want to make this like, you're caping up for Brandon Podziemski. No, but I also recognize that in your first playoff run as a youngster, there's going to be a lot of growing pains.
Right.
And that's why I'm leaning on the veteran guys, right? I'm leaning on a little more Buddy Hield and Kevon Looney and GP2 and Draymond Green, right? That's a certified Hall of Famer. And when I come out of a game and Draymond Green is mired in foul trouble and he's got 5 turnovers, 4 assists, and 2 points, and he's 0-for-1 from the 3-point line, it tells me you're not even looking at the hoop.
I mean, if we do the pie chart of culpability, which you like to do all the time, Shasky's pie chart.
Julius Randle's having his way.
He is a bulk of that pie for the Minnesota, but if I'm going to go to, you know, flip side for the Warriors of why you lost that game, Draymond Green takes up half of that for me.
Well,
just with his performance and the amount of minutes he has to take, 5 turnovers. He fouls out of the game, whether you like the call or not. The guy fouled out, and he didn't have any challenges left. And at that point, like you need to be careful.
To me, it was the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Double sequence. So they went and reviewed, right? It was a shot.
By the way, the reviews. Good God.
Have I been on this?
Can we get the NFL guys to help out the NBA guys with this
Julius Randle is moving, okay? He's moving. They call it inadvertent grab. Look, he grabbed the jersey. I'm not going to deny that. Right. He didn't. It had zero effect on the play. And if we're doing this, we're reviewing and grabbing jerseys. Everyone who's ever guarded Steph Curry in the playoffs should be, you know, hit with off-ball fouls left and right. We should just review. I would review the first possession of every game right off the rip. Like, see, he's touching Curry's jersey.
Well, it's not even just this series. I've been watching the Nuggets and Thunder series, and all the commentators have been on this. The way this, like, postseason's been officiated, they're letting him play, and it's been pretty physical. They've been kind of weak calls late in some of these games, which just keep it consistent throughout the game. I think that's what everyone wants.
So,
if you're going to do the ticky-tack stuff early, or not early, don't do it late, right?
If you are the prime defender on a team, and the officials know this, you have four fouls, you get a ticky-tack, I'm grabbing the jersey as Julius Randle's moving, okay? Ridiculous overturn. Right. It was a ridiculous overturn, right? Now, that being said, Scott Foster was excellent in this game.
Yeah,
because he called two unbelievable shot clock violations. I want to give him credit. He was excellent in this game. I thought that review was disgusting. There's spirit of the rule, and then there's letter of the law. And I thought we lost the spirit of the rule in the situation by going with the letter of the law of the jersey tug. So he's moving. It's a foul, all right? It doesn't need to be reviewed. It's ridiculous. And then that is immediately followed by the next possession where Draymond goes vertical on a dunk, which Gobert does all the time, and that's his sixth foul.
Right.
So you go 5-6, bang, bang. We've lost the narrative. Like, it's just, and look, that's not the reason why they lost this game. But it did take Draymond Green out of the game, which enabled Gobert to basically take over. Kevon Looney has no chance against Gobert.
Game one,
he looked good against him. But for whatever reason, Gobert has adjusted, and he's looked terrible. TJD right now, we're going off form. Right now, TJD gives you a better opportunity on both ends of the floor to put Gobert into some trouble. He's had his way. We could laugh at Gobert all we want. Julius Randle, we could laugh at him all we want.
I'm not laughing
Those
at Julius
two
Randle.
Have destroyed us. Yeah. There's no doubt that the main attraction is Anthony Edwards. But when you allow Julius Randle to get deep in the paint and get his spin move, get his fadeaway off, get all of his passing off, get any rebound that he wants, Julius Randle has drawn fouls. He has been a three-level scorer. He has been a playmaker and a facilitator, and he's been a great rebounder. Gobert has affected shots in the paint. How many shots did the Warriors pass up in the paint?
Oh, my God. There's so, yeah, tens, 20s. It felt like half the possessions
So look, we can isolate individual players. Right now, Minnesota is playing better team basketball, and the Warriors collectively aren't doing enough. Individuals are playing well, but situationally, they can't execute. They don't have enough threats, and then they can't string together the appropriate level of stops. There was a key point in the game. You know, they're in a zone. Mike Conley has the ball. Stop ball. It's a basic principle. Stop ball. The zone just opens up like the Red Sea parting from Moses, and boom, Conley just walks on in. Floater. They're giving up easy baskets.
I didn't think Mike Conley, like, if you look at, like, the box score, Mike Conley, like, 7 points, that's
it. I thought he was good.
No, but I thought he was the floor general they needed to calm things down.
I agree.
And
they aren't attacking him when he's on defense.
Oh, by the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. All that being said, Shasky, you didn't make a three-point shot in the first half. You didn't make three-point shot.
I couldn't
in
believe
the
that
first
stat.
Half.
Yeah, but if,
oh look, my God!
I mean,
first time in the regular, whether it's regular season or postseason, first time that's happened for the Warriors since 2013, over a decade ago. And by the way, that was at Minnesota. You were 0-8 for 3-point the line in that game in the first half. You were 0-5. Just 5 shot attempts. That's also baked in there. Like, it's one thing to talk about 90s, like how many, we hear the term 90s basketball. So much in that Rockets. Oh, this is 90s basketball. This is physical. This is hard-nosed stuff. It's a one thing to actually, like, you know, kind of like do 90s basketball, which is just not even attempt 3-point shots. I get it. You don't have Stephen Curry out there. That's going to change that. But man, You got to be taking more threes than that. That speaks to aggression for me. That speaks to allowing the Timberwolves to just get at you physically, let them dictate pace defensively. Draymond Green, 4 shot attempts? Like, that just can't happen. Well, and when I'm begging someone else, and we're crushing Brandon Podziemski of all people, no. The guy that's the Hall of Famer on this team, outside of Jimmy Butler, is Draymond Green. It's Draymond Green. God bless you. God bless you. God bless this team right now. Draymond Green needs some more shot attempts. 0-1 from beyond the arc is not going to cut it. It's not. When Jimmy Butler is 2-4, maybe I needed more from Jimmy Butler. He was the only one being aggressive outside of Jonathan Kuminga that looked like he was like willing to shoot.
Joe.
God, Jonathan Kuminga was a breath of fresh air. That's the one thing I am coming away from this game. Breath of fresh air, JK. Some aggression, finally, from someone. Confidence from someone. Good God.
We have to have like a legitimate step back and understand both things can be true. It makes a ton of sense to build everything around Steph Curry, right? No, of course, he's one of the greatest players of all time, right? You build around a guy like that. But the negative or whatever the consequence of that is that if he's out, you have so many specialists that play alongside of him that really only work for him. It's almost like Lamar Jackson in the sense of a Lamar Jackson run offense is very specific, right? And so not a lot of backups can run because he's so unique and so dynamic and so different and so amazing that when another guy goes in there, some of those other pieces don't fit right alongside when Lamar's out.
Or like Peyton Manning, right? He does so much at the line, much dictating.
And they're very different players.
You know, one's like cerebral, one's more athletic, right? Like, but it doesn't matter. The offenses are catered around these guys, and when they're out, it's going to change a lot of things. And that offense, I don't care if Steph Curry's not out there, you can't be 10-23 overall.
But Joe, all those guys are Steph reliant, right? So, like Draymond Green, everyone, he's a trigger man for Steph. Well, he is, but also, if you're going to be the de facto point guard, you can't have, you know, 5 turnovers and only 4 assists. You can't go 0-1 from 3-point land and only take 4 shots and pass up a bunch of shots. Buddy Hield is only an offensive player, essentially. Now, I thought he had a decent game. But Gary Payton is a specialist, all right? 2 points. And isn't it really locking down anyone?
And how many minutes for GP?
25. Kevon Looney, 18 minutes. A specialist, if you will. You know, like, walked away from this game with 6 rebounds. I appreciate that. But scored 4 points. You know, Moses Moody, a specialist, played 3.5 minutes, 0 points. Quinn Post, a specialist, 0 points. Personal foul, no rebounds. The point that I'm getting at is that, like, when you have a bunch of specialists who can only play alongside Steph, your situation becomes dire and situation critical immediately. Yes, and hit DeAndre Nicotino this morning. Tonight is a situation critical game. You lose tonight, it's probably over.
We're going to pick this up on the other side. That's what's coming up with the game brought to you by Valvoline. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for your locations and coupons. Wolves 102, Warriors 97. Minnesota's going to try to put a chokehold on the series tonight to go up 3-1. It's going to be at Chase Center, and coverage of that is going to start right here at 6 o'clock with Warriors Live. Tip-off at 7, again, with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy, on the call. And on the other side, we're going to give you another opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries. You're going to listen for that on the other side, how you're going to do that, and we're going to be doing that all week long. I'll tell you all about it. Plus, more of your calls, more of your texts. What was the most frustrating aspect of Saturday's loss for you, Dub Nation? It's Spadoni, it's Chasky, it's the Morning Roast, it's 95.7 The Game.
McDaniels, good closeout, Draymond. McDaniels goes up, missed the dunk, a foul. It's on Draymond. He's been fouled out of the game. They can't challenge it.
Nope.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
I call him Himothy Roy. He's him. Right here on 95.7 The Game, baby. You like that, Carter? You like that? Give you a little smile. A lot of doom and gloom right now. It's like raining outside. It's drizzly. You know, we're all down to the Warriors. Hey, they got an opportunity tonight. You got an opportunity. Tie the series up. Go back to Minnesota. Let's see if Steph could come back. They're not done yet.
Right? Warriors!
Thank you. We're not done yet.
That guy had a weekend, huh?
Oh, well. Him, Steiny, did you guys see Steiny courtside, by the way? He was at the game. He's courtside. Looking like a James Bond villain with a jacket.
Did he have courtside seats?
He certainly did.
How did he get those?
Well, you know, when you're tight with Chris Finch, head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I don't think he was sitting courtside during the actual game. That was before the game he was sitting there.
Not what I heard. It's not what I heard.
I mean, that's what he told me, at least.
Do you have a team if you're constantly switching allegiances every year?
Hey!
He guy wears Orlando teams. Magic gear. He wears Heat gear.
You can
gear.
Have multiple teams. Right? You have another team in like baseball, don't you, other than the Giants?
No.
Really?
No.
What? You love the Yankees.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Not even for the A-Rod factor?
I thought you were a big Cleveland Cavaliers guy. Tough loss for them yesterday. They're down 3-1 in that series. Who could have seen that coming? By the way,
the
Thunder, Nuggets, that series tied, 2 games apiece. Indiana up 3-1. Knicks up 2-1. But everyone's already wait, the Knicks are up 2-1 in their series against the Celtics. We'll get back to the Warriors, I promise.
I think that series is over. I think the Celtics are going to win that series.
People are saying it's a must-win for New York.
I think that series is over.
They're up 2-1.
Might be my finest work. After the first half, I was like, Knicks are done.
Well, no, I knew when they were mentally shot when I saw the softest thing I've ever seen in the history of sports over the weekend.
What's that?
The Knicks fans cheering on Mitchell Robinson at the free throw line because he stinks at free throw shooting. They're down 20 points. Come on, Mitch. Come on. You could do it. You can make it. Shut up. God, sit down. This is the softest thing I've ever seen in my life from New York fan base. Whoever wants to say is so tough. You're cheering on Mitchell Robinson when you're down 20 at the free throw line. Please. Don't
the hard
miss
part
me
to
with
compartmentalize
that.
For Warrior fans what is like. It? You knew it was going to be difficult. You knew it was going to be hard. And to have Jimmy have that kind of game, and it felt like things were kind of going your way. It did feel like you had some control of the pace. Felt like Kuminga was a big factor. And you were just waiting for somebody else to come through and hit a bucket, square up. And they played GP2, Buddy Hield, Kuminga, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond. For long stretches, it felt like in that fourth quarter, and their half court offense felt so stagnant.
You know what's funny? We love to use the plus minus, I feel like, when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga, more so than any player I've ever seen in my life.
I find it to be such a poor way of evaluating play, but continue.
Guess who was the only positive player in the plus minus category for
who was
on Saturday? It's Jonathan Kuminga. He's a plus five. The only one, not Jimmy, not Draymond. Not Buddy, not Pods, JK, a plus five, 36 minutes off the bench. I can't underscore this enough. He dropped 30.
Yeah.
He was incredible Saturday, Shasky.
No, he was amazing.
Was amazing.
Plus minus is like what I
It's stupid. No,
it's
I agree.
A tool. I
just
feel
like any other tool.
Some
yes.
people use it as a crutch because they can't understand, you know, actual basketball.
It's just like any other stat or metric or whatever you want to use. It could be used to tell some things, not the whole story.
Absolutely.
That's how Absolutely. I use it. I just think it's funny that we use that one specifically for JK all the time. And the one time it's in his favor, it's just like, oh, yeah. Well, they lost. I was like, no, they might have gotten blown out in that game or failed to score even 85 had JK not been there.
Let's take it a step further. Like, the reality is how do you win tonight's game, right? Then we'll keep digesting what happened on Saturday. You start by starting Kuminga. Like, you can ill afford to have this guy off the court for, like, in this matchup. You are searching for offense. Can we all agree? If you're looking at the Warriors, what do they need? As many guys on the floor who aren't afraid of the moment. As many guys on the floor who can get their own shot. As many guys on the floor who can defend on one end, but also be a threat on the other. Guys who can get out and run, all right? The key to tonight is not walking the ball up the court. And look, Jimmy's going to be exhausted, so I don't know how you figure out how to buy time for him or whatever. I think they need to play with crazy pace tonight.
Wow.
You cannot let Gobert get back and slow down and set up their defense. Multiple times when they pressured the ball up the floor and they hustled it up the floor, they got the advantageous matchup with Gobert out on an island. you know, out of the key. And that's when you can cook him, when you move him out of the key. When he's allowed to roam underneath the basket and stay in the paint, that's when he's at his most deadly. That's when the Warriors are at their most stagnant offensively. So they have to get out and run. But it starts with them playing the same kind of defense that they have the last couple of games, which I actually think their defense has been good. It has. It's been good. Credit Minnesota for some of the shot making. Credit Minnesota for getting the ball to Anthony Edwards out on the perimeter, and he's knifing through multiple guys. GP2 cannot guard him. No. I know you keep going back to that. I understand why they have. He cannot guard him. I know why you keep going to Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney cannot guard Rudy Gobert. Situationally, you're going to have to buy some time, and I know he's going to play. Looney's doing nothing. And Gobert, which brings me to Gobert. I have never seen a player get the whistle he gets.
Rudy.
I watched Tim Duncan's entire career. He's one of the greatest players of all time. I watched Shaq's entire career. I watched David Robinson's entire career. I can go down the list, Hakeem Olajuwon, some of the greatest post players I've ever seen in my life. All better all-around players than him. All loads, all genetic freaks, all superstars. I have never seen a player get more off-ball whistles, off boxing out in my life than what Gobert gets. It is unreal how tilted the whistles are for him. And what he does is he sticks his forearm into the back of a smaller player and then goes, oh! And that's what he does.
The European
and
way.
He's waving the French white flag, okay, as he is moaning for a foul.
Vive it
is.
La France?
It's honestly, it's disgusting. Now, he's a really good player. He doesn't need the extra whistles. It disgusts me, the off-ball whistles he gets. Shaq, who was a load, doesn't get a fraction of the off-ball box-out whistles that Rudy Gobert gets. It really is. It bugs me. It legitimately bugs me. And then what he does on offense, they have this thing. It's 3 seconds, right? The 3-second violation. But in the NBA, if a defender is engaging you in the paint, okay, they basically won't call 3 seconds. So what Gobert does is he just elbows you. He just elbows the closest guy to pretend like he's engaging with the guy. I counted in the first half. I went back. You know me. I'm sick. I watched 8 different times. He was standing in the paint for more than 5 full seconds. And I'm talking about 1 Mississippi,
I saw you
2 Mississippi,
you yeah.
3 Mississippi, yeah. 4 Mississippi, 5 is, and not like a little fraction of a foot outside of the paint or coming in and coming out. I'm talking about just standing in the paint. It's ridiculous. The way Gobert is officiated is absolutely absurd. And you know, Chris Finch, I'll credit him and Gobert. The crying that they do is, and everyone cries, both teams. Our team cries, their team cries. But the crying they do is just, I mean, Justin Timberlake should write a song about it. That's how bad it is.
I think JT's playing at Bottle Rock. Is that next week or the weekend after that? Can't wait for that. By the way, this week on the Morning Roast, Joe, check this out. We're going to be giving you a chance, not you personally, Joe, but the people, a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries home opener this Friday, May 16th at Chase Center. Be locked into the roast during the 8 a.m. hour and listen for this sounder, Carter. Hit it when you're ready. Okay, there it is. One more time because it was a little potted down. One more time. Not now, but in the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to hear that sounder and you're going to be the 5th caller and you will score a pair of tickets to the Valkyries home opener on the 16th. More tickets are available, though, at valkyries.com. By the way, you're speaking of the Eiffel Tower, one of the best big man, European big men in the NBA. Speaking of another European big man, this was the news that happened just before our show started. Just keep this in the back of your mind. Just keep it on top of mind. Maybe it's something we'll be discussing in a couple weeks, or maybe not. Shams Charani, ESPN. Sources. Giannis Antetokounmpo to explore best fits outside of Milwaukee, obviously a first-round exit against the Indiana Pacers. Probably the highlight of that series was when it was about over, and it was John Halliburton, Tyrese Halliburton's father, going at Giannis after a game, and Giannis having that great little soliloquy after the game about being a competitor, being a father, being all the stuff. It was great. But now Giannis is looking elsewhere, and that's going to be Giannis watch the entire summer probably.
So I give you the programming for 95.7 The Game in June. A little bit of Giants talk sprinkled in with a giant meatloaf of Giannis talk.
By the way, the little mishap here, I want to be clear. I want to be just real quick on the giveaway I just mentioned. It says the 16th right here on the paper. It's actually for the game on the 21st, not the home opener. This is the 21st. All right, strike that, reverse what we said earlier, the 21st, not the 16th for the Valkyries. But still, it's a game. You want to go to a new Valkyries game? Let's go. And that's what's coming up with the game, brought to you by Safeway, Spadoni at Chassis. We're going to get back into this Warriors game. Warriors-Wolves tonight. Do you start JK? Do you have to start JK? And talk about the most frustrating aspects of that loss on Saturday. There's a couple more I want to get to as well as the Morning Roast rolls on at 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Kuminga down the left side, but doesn't have numbers. Throws it out to Butler. Drives on Gobert, bangs him out of the way, goes up left hand and scores! And got fouled! Jimmy Buckets!
Jimmy Butler went Jimmy battering ram mode. He just took that left arm and used it as a shield, not Gobert out of the way.
Bay Area, it's Jerry Stackhouse. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's how Jan was feeling after that play.
No, it's how I was feeling right now after eating that chocolate croissant that Carver got.
You needed it?
Dude.
A croissant?
I mean, you want to talk?
Was that, wait, was that in the memory of Rudy Gobert and his performance on Saturday?
That guy.
The croissant? No? Did I pronounce that correctly?
What did we say before the series started on Gobert?
Said he's a big load. It's going to be tough.
One thing that I do, like, I get into it with certain fans is I go, hey, look, you're underrating how good a player is. Like, for example, Dak Prescott. He's terrible. It's like, no, he's not terrible. He's a good player who's clearly overpaid. And, like, in the biggest moments, yeah, he's probably going to fail at the end. But
like Derek Carr, who retired over the weekend.
They did win 12 games, three straight years. Like, he's a solid quarterback. You could do a lot worse than
him.
Right? Gobert is a really good player.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer, whether you think he is or not. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. The guy's got how many DPOYs? Four or five? There's so many, I can't give you an exact name.
But I think the way that some people talk about him, not everyone, but a lot of people, he's like a scrub. He's not a scrub. And right now, he's been destroying them. Julius Randle, how did we talk about him throughout his career?
Overrated. Yeah,
playoffs, he doesn't show up. Hollow points.
Malcontent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's destroying the Warriors right now.
Yeah.
I mean, back-to-back games, he has imposed his will as a scorer at multiple levels on the floor, as a playmaker, as a rebounder. Defensively, I think he's done an adequate job. So, yeah, the Warriors are in trouble.
What was most frustrating for me, and as we're talking about this 102-97 loss at 888-957-9570, and good morning to all of you just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the week. I know school's about to be out. A lot of proms over the weekend. It's raining. It's drizzly outside. So, again, if it's slick roadways, please be safe driving out there. Don't do anything dumb. Don't be that aggressive driver. Just sit back, relax. Download the Odyssey app, which is free. Find 95.7 The Game. You can take us wherever you need to go. And it's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. But for me, the most frustrating aspect was you got the Jimmy game. You got a Kuminga game you didn't even think you had in your back pocket as he dropped 30. And you lost 102-97. And it felt like Minnesota wanted to give that game away so many times. And it just felt like if you keep it close, how much did we just talk about that, Joe, on Friday? Just keep these games close, and you got Jimmy, and you know what? He can win you the game. Well, you got a Jimmy performance, and he was just looking gassed by the end of it. And it was really refreshing to see Jonathan Kuminga, you know, take it upon himself at times to say, you know what? No, I got this. I'm getting what I want. I'll take the tough assignments.
Yeah.
I'll guard Anthony Edwards. And he was hounding Anthony Edwards at times in the series. He was in that game, I should say. He was hounding defensively. He was doing it at both sides. Now, was he going to make mistakes? Sure. But you got 30 freaking points from JK, and you lost by five. And I keep coming back to that. Like, was that their blown chance in this series? Is that the game we're going to look back on this series and say, man, you should have won that one, and maybe, just maybe, had you won that, things turn out different. Now, we'll wait and see with Stephen Curry. We don't know. The report over the weekend, Anthony Slater, The Athletic, our guy Anthony Slater, Steph went through a court workout, rode the bike pregame. That was 2 days ago. Wasn't full speed, but it was an initial step to his attempted return, but the clock is ticking. So that was the latest for Anthony Slater on Steph's potential return. And again, probably going to be out through game five.
Joe, I don't know what they do. I mean, they've got to find a way to win this game. I think it starts with the starting lineup, right? Like, one thing is pretty clear to me. Every possession needs to be managed like it's game seven. Every possession tonight. That I would operate like this. This is the game you have to have. You have to have it.
If you don't, the season is not on your side.
No, the season's over. Like they don't have it in them to win three straight. They're too old. They've exerted too much energy. They're too old on one end, and they're too young on the other.
What if Steph comes back?
That's asking a lot.
It is, but he's one of the greatest of all time.
Joe, I don't like to operate in like, hey, this miracle could happen. Yeah, I could hit the lottery, or I could probably, like, percentage-wise, not. Right? And so, got to win tonight. To me, it's about tonight. And it's first quarter. I'd start Kuminga. They'll never do this. They'll never do this. They'll be the first to admit it. The move I would make is pretty straightforward. It's put Draymond Green off the bench as my backup point guard. I would start Pods, Buddy, Jimmy, Kuminga, and TJD. They'll never do it. They'll never do it.
But give that to me one more time.
Pods.
Buddy.
Jimmy.
Kuminga.
TJD. They'll never do it. But that's the move I would make tonight. And I would have Draymond come off the bench. And I would be twofold for Draymond. Number one, I want him facilitating against the second unit. I want him coming in and not picking up a quick, cheap foul in the first 3, 4, 5 minutes of the game. That's what TJD is there for. I would look to get Draymond Green playing against their backups so that he can get cooking a little offensively. He needs to get his scoring going. It's not the greatest move in the world, but to me, you have to get Kuminga in the game early. You need another guy playing opposite Jimmy Butler for the majority of the game. And that's the other thing. Jimmy or Kuminga has to be on the floor at all times.
All times.
All right? This is a game tonight. I would just tell Kuminga, you're playing 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know why Steve has it in his head that Kuminga at 22 years old can't play more than... No, he can play 45 minutes tonight. You've rested him. It's... Look, the jig is up.
Yeah.
you didn't play him. We all kind of like are looking at you a little sideways. I get why you didn't. You won the series. You need him now.
Yeah.
Stop making excuses on why you can't play him. Jimmy Butler told you in postgame, I think me and him can be great together. You need to have them on the floor at all times. They need to both play 45 minutes a game. Pods is simple to me. It's pretty straightforward. Pods, in the first quarter, he's either got it going or he doesn't. If he doesn't, I'm going straight to Draymond at point guard, or I'm going to Pat Spencer minutes. I know, we're in case of emergency, break and show me Pat Spencer. Kuminga, I have a short leash. Looney, I have a very short hook on him because Looney right now is at a disadvantage. And then GP2. If GP2 is not out there taking shots, hitting shots, he doesn't bring a lot. Well, I don't know why you feel obligated to play him on Anthony Edwards. He's not doing well on him.
That's not true. They have great mic'd up moments together like this from Saturday.
I'll try to get to a game six. And Wardell back.
That is the plan. That's the plan.
Hey, buddy, been guarding lately. He came when he was in first series, he was guarding.
Anthony Edwards seemed to be best friends with all these guys. He was chatting it up with Draymond, all smiles. It was all great. They're all just best friends out there on the court. Don't you love that, Joe? It's nice.
You
don't look very happy.
Well, no, you had 120 minutes and they scored 13 points. You had basically six guys give you nothing.
Was that the fifth time they failed to score 100 in these playoffs? And they're 2-3 in those games.
Well, look, did you watch the pace of play? They were walking the ball up the floor.
Yeah.
Right? So they are trying to limit the possessions. It's like a team that runs the ball in football, knowing that you have an explosive offense on the other side.
Listen, I'm trying to be encouraged by this loss, and Oreo Cookie in Oakland wants to join in here because he says it looks like he's saying this was a feel-good loss. It's hard for me to say that.
No such thing in the playoffs.
Well, 33 points from Jimmy, 30 points from Kuminga. You win the turnover battle. You have 14. They have 18. And you lose the game. Like, that's frustrating for me and something I don't see that they can replicate again tonight. Unless they do. But if that's the case, someone else needs to step up. And who else needs to step up outside of those players? 888-957-9570. Feels like we always go back to who needs to step up, who needs to step up. Well, everyone does when you don't have Stephen Curry. But I'm just looking at the guy that we're all going to be talking about. Is Draymond bleeping green?
You know who has stepped up, though?
Who?
TJD and Kuminga.
The young guys.
The DNPs. Exactly.
The guys everyone just forgot about. They said, they're cooked. Yep. They're mentally shot. They don't have a chance. Mm-hmm. We're laughing at him in the Rocket series. Oh, Kuminga. We got the Kevin O'Connors at the world just laughing at him. No, he's getting the last laugh, by the way.
I don't think Kevin O'Connor's ever dribbled a basketball.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the national guys.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just don't think that his opinion matters.
They're all just crushing Jonathan Kuminga. And you know what? Jonathan Kuminga taking the high road.
I'm happy for JK.
I'm very happy for him.
But Joe, I'll be more happy when we discuss it in the offseason.
Right.
Like, right now, the team, I'm more worried about the team and the team winning or losing. So, yes, as a side piece, the Kuminga thing, like, I'm super happy for him. But I think he would even admit, like, he wants to win. These guys all want to win. They don't want to lose. They want to perform well and win. So, look, I look at Pods right now, and I'm like, look, Pods is playing hard. He's missing. He missed a bunny, like a little floater, and it was down and out, and I could feel the energy from the kid get zapped. Now, he was still playing hard, but I'm talking about his happiness energy. Like, you know, you just needed
playing
a shot to
joy.
Fall. Right. He needed a shot to fall.
Yeah.
This is going to be, you know, controversial. Right now, GP2 and Moses Moody are in the same bucket for me. Both are searching. I would try Moses Moody one more time and for a longer stretch and just see if he can hit something. Because all it takes is a couple of shots. All you need to do is hit a couple of shots. We're not even asking for like, hit seven threes. Dude, hit one or two, and it just changes the half.
888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We're discussing the 102-97 loss for the Warriors against the T-Wolves on Saturday. Game 4 tonight. Coverage of that starts at 6 o'clock with Warriors Live right here on 95.7 The Game. 7 o'clock tip with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy, alongside Tom Tolbert. In the meantime, let's go to the calls. Oreo Cookie in Oakland. How are we feeling about that loss Saturday, Oriel? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning. You guys did say it. This is the playoffs, so there are no wins unless it actually calls in the win column. But I am encouraged. We did get to see playoff Jimmy. He is activated. He played a good game. Kuminga came off the bench again. Gave us 30. Steve Kerr, I need you to listen up, man. We having slow starts again. What was it? Jimmy had 5. The other team had 16. We got to get off to better starts. Having said that, Kuminga has to start. Jimmy is the only one that has fear into the other side with the starters. Kuminga has to be that other option to go. And the person that I am looking for right now with a short leash is Draymond. I know you guys said you want him to be the point guard, but hey, did you guys not see the two bad passes that he tried to give to Kuminga at the start of the game?
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Wasn't nobody.
Did you hear the broadcast, Oriel? Did you hear the broadcast, Oriel?
Oh, yeah.
Legler said,
does
he think Victor Wembanyama is on this team? That ball was thrown 10 feet over his head, and they got lucky because one of them, they got a foul on DiVincenzo, I believe.
Who's been bad. Dante's been bad. Yeah, it was a bad foul call.
You can't really guard anyone in this series. Like that, this goes back to matchups. Like, and why I would play a little more offense versus defense right now. Like, each matchup is different. Right? Against Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.